Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Happy New Year to you today. God is so good and gracious. I am excited about what God's going to do. I'm excited what God has done, what he's doing, and what he's going to do. I want you to call a friend and tell him to turn the television on. We have a very important message today. It's called The Frustration of End Times. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is coming. Can you see the signs? We're going to talk about that. Why are we so frustrated? End times. I want to tell you something. Righteousness rubbing up against unrighteousness. You're going to be blessed. I want you to get a pencil and a paper, take some notes. You're going to learn this. This is only part one of this sermon, and you're going to be blessed. So let's go right now into it. It's entitled The Frustration of End Times. Get ready. Part one, and be blessed. Go with me to the book of Matthew chapter 24. The Lord began to deal with me about this. As you turn into Matthew chapter 24, I've noticed how aggravated people are. Get mad easy. Road rage, shooting each other, even shooting kids. Well, you got to be one sick individual to pull a trigger on a 6 or 7 year old child or 10 year old. And I thought, God, what is going on? And I even noticed myself, inflation. And I don't mean to sound arrogant. I don't care how high gas can go. I can pay for it. But I saw people at the pumps irritated, including me. And I could pay for it. See what I'm saying? Uh-huh. A person called me and said, man, it cost me $119 to fill up my truck. One guy said, it cost me $30 to fill up my motorcycle. A motorcycle, $30. You know what I'm saying? I thought, my God, what is going on here? And the Lord spoke to me. And I want to talk to you about that. So Kathy, I said, if you don't mind, I want to deal with this. The title of this message is The Frustration of End Times. The Frustration of End Times. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is coming. Amen. Now, you that are watching online, I mean, call some friends, tell them to get online with this thing, because I'm going to answer some questions why so many people are aggravated. Even though you may be filthy rich, they're still aggravated. All kinds of things, you see. And I want to deal with that. And in Matthew chapter 24, I want to read verse 14 first. And Jesus is saying this. Most of it's all red. It's all. He says, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached into all the world as a witness to all the nations, which means they don't have to receive it, they must witness it. And then the end will come. Now I want to go over to verse 36, where it says, but of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. I'm going to read a little more. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating, drinking. What are we doing today? We're eating, we're drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark and did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will be the coming of the Son of Man be. Then it goes on to say that there'll be two people in the field. One will be taken and going on. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're seeing today is the days of Noah. Corruption, sin everywhere, even in the church. I mean, you hear about churches, you know, pastors getting drunk and running around with women, doing everything you could think of, which was they supposed to not do. I mean, it's amazing to me. And people are starting to accept it in every way, shape, or form. In fact, people don't even know what sin is today. And it's amazing. I mean, I want to deal with that because a lot of people are frustrated. You got to watch if you just say something wrong. Somebody get mad at you. And I said, it's the frustration of the end times. You see, because Jesus is coming. The Bible said, look up, your redemption draweth nigh. And I'm not saying that just because of what's going on, because there's earthquakes. The Bible said the end is not yet when you see that. The beginning of sorrow started in the 40s and the 50s. Earthquakes, tsunamis, every kind of thing. And now it's now came to man where man has corrupted himself. Jesus said man has corrupted himself. Not only did they do it through Satan, they went beyond what Satan did and corrupted themselves even more. Now, I want to talk about that today. That's why a lot of people are frustrated. You get mad easy. And you can't wonder why. I mean, you just get aggravated for just the least little thing. And it's the frustration of the end time because we're righteous people going through these things. So if you're taking notes, would you write this down? The friction of unrighteousness is rubbing against righteousness. The friction of unrighteousness is rubbing against righteousness. People's faith is being undermined. How did it be in another mind? COVID, we got people who love the Lord still hadn't come back to church because they're afraid they might catch something. Isn't that amazing? COVID has undermined their faith. My Lord. Inflation, they're so mad. And I can understand that. Gasoline getting so high, some people have to choose between groceries and gas. That's sad, ladies and gentlemen. Why? It's being undermined. Backbiting. Notice this, you can't hardly watch a TV news without somebody criticizing somebody, cursing at each other, doing everything. Everybody got their own little excuse, whether I don't like him or it's racism or it's not racism or it's this or that. I mean, and man has corrupted himself. Where are our spiritual leaders? They're corrupted. A lot of them have corrupted themselves. You hear it about all over the world. Some of the biggest churches in the world going through, I mean, got sexual immorality. How can you do those things? It's the end, ladies and gentlemen. It's the frustration of the end times. Let me read it again. The friction of unrighteousness is rubbing against righteousness. People's faith is being undermined. And it's being undermined in every which way, shape, and form. I mean, spiritually, physically, and financially. There's a lot of churches I go in and I move heavily in the Holy Ghost that I'm not allowed to do that. And the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet, and I will, because that's the pastor of that church. They like my preaching, they like our everything, but they don't want me moving in the Holy Ghost. Isn't that amazing that God can't come to his own house and flow the way he wants to flow? Isn't that amazing? So there's friction going on. Let me tell you something. Unrighteousness is bad, but self-righteousness is worse. I mean, people that's supposed to be born again know Jesus as Lord. Church splitting, people mad, going this way, going that way. I mean, just hating each other. If you're not a Baptist, you can't come with us. If you're not a Catholic, you can't come with us. If you're not Word of Faith, full gospel like we have here, you can't come with us. When the Bible said Jesus created a family. Racism is stuck. It stuck its ugly head up again. Isn't that amazing? I mean, that's amazing to me. When will we be finished with these things? When will it? See, what are you going to do when you get to heaven and meet people you never thought would be there, of different color, nationality, or creed? Isn't that amazing? So it's the friction of unrighteousness rubbing against righteousness. Write this down. Everything we see is a picture of disappointment. I mean, is there any good news anywhere? Everything we see is a picture of disappointment, a picture of contempt, of corruption, and of death. Everything you see, man against man, women against women, people don't know what to do, wars, rumors of wars, all these things are going on. It's sickening. I remember when Hurricane Katrina, they talked so much about it in 2005, I had to take the television off. Anybody did that? It made you sick. You see what I'm saying? Well, what happened? Everything we can see is a picture of disappointment. It's a picture of contempt. It's a picture of corruption and a picture of death. Everything. People die. People don't care if they kill innocent people. Invading countries they don't need to invade. All kinds of crazy things. Different things. People don't know what to do. No such thing as Republicans or Democrats. Nobody knows. Just trying to please themselves in any way, shape, or form. That is a sign of the days of Noah. Jesus is coming, ladies and gentlemen, and sooner than you think. People don't hardly talk about God. You hear about that. They don't want to talk about anything of that nature. They always talk about frustration, mad about this, mad about that. You can't hardly be. You go eat Thanksgiving dinner with your family, and you better not talk politics because somebody's going to get mad and walk out. Is that the craziest thing you ever see, though? Why? Everything we see is a picture of disappointment, of contempt, of corruption, and death. Man has corrupted himself. And the church won't preach against it. People not marrying anybody, they're just living with each other, sleeping with each other, using each other. When they finish each other, throw each other away. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. Isn't that something? It's corruption is what's happening. There's no more honor. Jesus said, when you see these things, gospel's being preached more than you've ever seen through the social media, through television, broadcast television, everywhere. Now you can preach to 7.8 billion people on the planet in 7 minutes because of satellite communication, internet all over the world. I'm telling you, this thing is set up. Now there was a generation that saw Jesus go up, and I personally believe we're the generation going to see him come down. So you may get frustrated. You may misunderstand things. And it's not you and it's not the person. Or not, what it is friction of unrighteousness rubbing against righteousness. And we are around it constantly in everything we do. Write this down. You cannot continue to breathe bad air and expect your breath, not the smell. That's a good point. I wrote that down. I checked my breath. Make sure, you know. You cannot continue to breathe bad air and expect your breath, not the smell. So if you got people, you may be watching your favorite news show, and if it just, and even though it's just nailing everybody they can think of constantly, take it off, because you're going to get some bad breath. Because you're breathing stuff you shouldn't breathe. You see what I'm saying? That's the frustration of the end times. There's something about bad breath and body odor that just turns you off. I never forget one time, my God, and I'm going to not mention the kind of people, but I called this man. I was going to have an altar call. Whoo, these people. They don't believe in underarm deodorant. They lifted their hands up. I said, put your hands down. They didn't know why I said. They thought I was trying to be holy. No, I was trying to breathe. I had a word from them. Soap, water. King Louis the 14th of France never took a bath. That's a fact. That's historical. They would douse themselves with perfume. Oh, Lord. Can you imagine how bad these people stunk? Think about that. Even Martha tried to shut Jesus down. She said, about Lazarus, she said, he's been dead 4 days. He's stinking. Well, how long have you been stinking? People never been born again. Trying to put sin into the church and call it right. How do you modernize? It's not modernization. How do you change the teachings of Jesus? You can't. So you cannot continue to breathe bad air and expect your breath not to smell. See, it's the frustration of the end time. And I get frustrated myself. I mean, I thought, you know, I mean, I could buy the gas and I just buy the, and I think, my God, why are we doing this? People are so dumb when all we got to do is turn a spigot. Let me help Washington, D.C. Listen to me. We got the Gulf of Mexico. You understand? Yeah, you want gas? All we got to do is turn the spigot. Yeah. Oh, hey, you want to go to Alaska? All we got to do is turn the spigot. All this goes away in a day. Isn't that something? Think about that. You can go from $5 in California, $7, and probably in Hawaii, I would say $8.50 over there in Hawaii, down to what, actually, you can go lower than what it was when it was at its lowest. You see, yet people go, well, we want clean energy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to have clean because you're on what, unless India, China, and everybody does, and they're not doing that. In fact, they're starting up their coal plants even more. We're living on the same planet, Mr. President. Listen to me. It's going to get to Washington, D.C. and go right up your nose. You understand what I'm saying? Yet our energy is cleaner than anybody else's. We natural gas, all of it. And yet we're getting our enemies to do it. Like I said, just because your enemies do it don't mean you're going to have clean energy. Think about that for a minute. Because it's going to cross the ocean. Right now we got dry air. We got Saharan dust coming across the Atlantic Ocean right now, which helps knock out hurricanes. Thank you, Jesus. You see? Why? Because it's a planet. It goes. What goes around comes around. So it's very frustrating when you got an answer and people won't listen to it. Isn't that amazing? Now I said, Lord, what is it? He said, it's end times, Jesse. Or Satan. And why is people doing such crazy things? Because I'm going to tell you something. The principalities and powers of air are being pushed closer to the earth. And then, boy, I mean, people just don't know what to do with themselves. You have to watch what you say. They'll kill you. A child will kill you at 12 years old. You ever heard of just busting up stores and take what you want? They're doing that now. And that seems to be okay. My Lord. And they say, well, you know, if it's under $900, you can have it. Well, if you did it every day, you can wipe out Louis Vuitton. Just take one at a time, you know. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Just little things, you know, until you get exactly what you want. And yet, people don't have enough sense to understand that. Why? Corruption. Disappointment. My God, backbiting. Undermined faith. Breathing bad air, Write this down. 120 years of building the ark was a sermon to the people of coming judgment. But they would not hear. 120 years to build a boat. And Noah said it was going to rain. That's a sermon. Yes. They said, what's rain? What were they doing? They don't pay no attention. They marrying, giving in marriage, sinning. If you go to Luke chapter 17, you'll find the same thing in Sodom and Gomorrah. Right. Yes, right. Exactly the same thing in Noah's days. And they were destroyed there. That's why God said, remember Lot's wife. See, you don't even have time to get your possession. You just get out of there because judgment is coming. 120 years. How many times do we have to say it? Let me just say it like that. How many times do I have to preach prosperity for you to get it? Because, see, Satan knows he's going to raise the price of gas, but if you got the money to buy it, it's not as frustrating. You could be at the pump and maybe pay for somebody else's gas.
That's right.
If you want it to. Oh, but they get so mad. See, it's friction. That's heresy. No, it's not. It's not. It's Bible. I mean, you can't even go to heaven if you believe that, because you're going to get mad at Jesus when you see the pearls and the gates and the diamonds and everything you can think of. There ain't no trailers. Nothing wrong with trailer, but there ain't none. I don't think there's even any RVs. Why would you want an RV when you can fly? All desires are given to you. You travel by the speed of thought, not the speed of light. Light's too slow. Speed of thought takes 8 minutes. When you walk outside, when you look up and see the sun, when you see that light, it took 8 minutes. It left the sun 8 minutes ago. You're looking into the past for it to touch your eye. You want something even greater than that? That photon of light was in the very middle of the sun when it was created through a nuclear explosion. You know, I mean, it's just happening. It took 1 million years to come from the center of the sun before it got to the top of the sun, where it released itself so it could travel to the earth. And we have a small star. God flung it with his hands. Isn't that amazing? It's a good thing, but if you get too close to it, it'll burn you. You see what I'm saying? Electricity is a wonderful thing till you stick your finger in the socket. Then you get a revelation. Let me say it again. 120 years of building the ark was a sermon to the people of coming judgment, but they could not, or they would not hear. They just laughed. I had a preacher tell me this the other day, and it really blessed me. If they could ever excavate pieces of the wood off of that ark, you know what they would find? Fingernails. Because when it started happening, God shut that door. See, Moses would have shut that door, he'd have opened that door.
Yes.
But see, God said, man has corrupted himself. You don't make the father mad, because by the time he was finished, only 8 people left. On the whole planet. Fingernails, scratching, children, dying. When that water began to rise, it was raining 105 inches an hour. Covered the mountains. But for 120 years, God asked them people to repent through Noah. They laughed at him. You don't think that was frustrating? Can you imagine building a boat? What you building a boat for in a desert? There ain't no lakes. See, it didn't rain in those days. God watered the earth. The water would come up and would water the roots, would come up this way. But when he caused that flood, there was a vapor around the earth. They know that to be a fact. And it busted through. The water came through the land and busted the vapor. And coming up and coming down, fingernails scratching. It was over. But think of the frustration. I wonder how many times his sons said, "Well, Dad, you sure God said, good God, man, we look like complete idiots. We look like fools." You know how, think about it. Most people look at the body of Christ today, y'all stupid. It's frustrating. But you know what? I heard his voice. Ladies and gentlemen, these times are frustrating. I know they are, but you can get beyond being frustrated. How do I do that? You got to keep your heart toward God. Like I said in the message, don't breathe bad air. What does that mean? Bad air is unbelief. It's doubt. People always saying, my God, this is not going to happen. You know, just put that aside and stick with the Word of God.
Do you find yourself frustrated lately? Most people are. Why? This is the end times. All you got to do is look up, because your redemption draweth nigh. What we all need is a touch from God Almighty. So I'd like to let my light shine. So my God, if you're having a bad day, say, I'm changing this bad to good. And all you do that is lift your hands up, begin to praise the Lord. Say, this is the day the Lord hath made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Not in the stuff that you see, but in the stuff that he wrote called the Bible. You will be blessed for it. Listen, it isn't easy right now. I mean, I know it isn't, because a lot of people are discouraged or depressed. But greater is he was in you than he was in the world. Do you see that? I want to pray for you right now to receive everything you need from God right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I come against discouragement. I come against despondency. In the name of Jesus, I call those things that be not as though they were, that whatever people are believing for, spiritually, physically, and financially, they're going to get it, because 23 is going to be a great year. All we have to do is keep the faith, and we get everything. Lord, I decree it. I declare it. I call it done in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I'm going to tell you something. This is so easy. I know people say, how do you get out of this frustrating time? Well, quit going by what you see and go by what you believe. And then change what you see by what you believe. That is so simple. You need a good theologian to help you misunderstand it. Kathy's coming right now with some great, glorious moments. And I tell you, I'm excited that you send them in. And people get blessed all over the world because of these great testimonies. Kathy, take it away. Bless the people. Bless God.
Hello and welcome to Glorious Moments. You know, Psalms 96, verse 3 in the NLT instructs us to publish his glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things he does. For 47 years now, Jesse and I have been publishing God's glorious deeds among the nations. I want to read to you three glorious moments and give glory to God for the amazing things that he is doing in the lives of people through the many outreaches of Jesse Duplantis Ministries. This first one is an outreach from the YouTube outreach. It says, "If it wasn't for your ministry, I would have never come over to the Lord. You guys have changed my life for the better. God bless you and your family." I love that. This next one is from our Facebook outreach. It says, "Thank you for your boardroom chats. It's so great to listen to you both. I feel like I'm part of your family. Jesse, God used you to bring me back to him. Thank you so much for doing God's work. I love you guys." And this last testimony came to us from Texas. It says, "I want to give God the glory for touching my husband's heart and changing his ways. We have been reunited in our marriage of 35 years. Also, I had asked for prayers for myself. A knot had appeared on the top of my right hand. It started to bother me as I moved my hand on a daily basis. I was in a little pain, but praise the Lord, through prayer, the knot is no longer on my hand. It's gone. Thank you, Jesus, for hearing my cry and prayers. And thank you for your staff for praying for me. God is so good." You know, in a world filled with sad news, it is a joy to tell everyone about the amazing things that he does in the earth today. If God has touched your life through an outreach of our ministry, Jesse and I would love to hear from you. Please let us tell everyone about the amazing things that God is doing in your life and others' lives all over the world. God bless you, and thanks for watching our program today. Have a great day. God bless you.
Did you know angels are real and many of them are here today? God's Word is full of supernatural experiences by people just like you and me. My new book, The Hidden Help, I share a few of those biblical stories and some of my own personal experiences with angelic beings. Remember, this world isn't all there is. You are unique in God's creation, and The Hidden Help is always here for you. Order your copy today at jdm.org. Ladies and gentlemen, our product offer for January is my new book, The Hidden Help. Boy, I tell you what, this is a good book. Do you realize that God has positioned angels around you to protect you, Oh, Lord Jesus. This book, I talk about my personal experiences with angels, and I do a teaching on angels. This book will help you to be more spiritually aware of their presence. That's why I call it The Hidden Help. You need to order your copy. How do I get it? You go to jdm.org and ask and get The Hidden Help. It will bless you and minister greatly to you. Partners, thank you for being so courteous and kind. 47 years of preaching this gospel, and we have never had a financial deficit. That's a miracle of God. You know why? You know what I'm going to say? I trust you. You trust me, and we both trust God. And that's the whole key. And I will not break trust with God or break trust with you. My word is my bond. His word is his bond. So thank you for being a partner. And I mean that sincerely. Your faithful financial support is so greatly appreciated. Nothing too small, nothing too big. We got huge multi-million dollar projects. And then we have small projects. We always just working and doing stuff. People say, but Brother Jesse, do you ever think about retirement? No, man. Why? Get this gospel preached to the world. And the Bible said the end shall come. That's Matthew 24:14. When this gospel is preached to the world, the end shall come. Well, I can do it faster if my partners help me, and you have helped me. And if you're not a partner, you've been watching all these years, think about becoming one this year. And watch this anointing of increase that's on me, and it is on me, spiritually, physically, and financially. It'll come on you. I know it will. Why? Why would God give it to me and not give it to you? You don't love me anymore than he loves you. So let's receive these things that God said we can have. Now, don't miss next week, part two coming of the frustration of end times. I mean that sincerely. I hope you enjoyed part one. Happy New Year to each and every one of you. My God, we're going to have a great time around the presence of God. See you next week. Bye-bye. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse the Planets. In my January partner offer, I dive into the story of Noah and how it relates to today's world. I will show you how to feed on the power of Christ and not on carnal security in the midst of the end times. It's one message that you don't want to miss. Order your copy today at jdm.org. The title of it is The Frustration of the End Times. Do it today, now.
I believe that God has placed within each one of us a deep desire to live a better life. Whether it's a life free from pain, fear, or lack of any kind, God wants to bring that to pass for you. In my book, You Are Designed for Glorious Living, you'll discover how to achieve the better life God has for you. You know, long before you took your first breath, God had designs on you for glorious living. You Are Designed for Glorious Living, available at jdm.org.
I mean, God pleading, because Satan out there, he's a serial killer. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, this is the end times. Would you see that? Look up, your redemption draweth nigh. No, you ever get discouraged or depressed. Let your light so shine. Let them persecute you. Let that light, because maybe somebody might grab a piece of that light and you'll save them for eternity.